welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing on in a message I've entitled, Able Ministers of a New Covenant. And beloved, that includes you. And if you're staying with the daily broadcast in this segment, I'm about to convince you and will convince you, I hope, I trust, and pray that you will understand you are an able minister of this new covenant which Jesus established in His blood at the Last Supper. And I'd like to begin today by reading, well, several verses from 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, and I will start at verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Have you found that out? That you on your own, you don't do very well. And Paul goes on to say in verse 6, this is our key scripture, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now, so often we read that and we think it's referring to those in ministry. Beloved, do you understand we are all in ministry? We are all able ministers of the New Covenant. Yes, there are characteristics which I'll be sharing with you. However, what was the Great Commission? Jesus did not rescind that. Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you unto the end of the age. Isn't that a precious promise? We know He is with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, verse 7. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. You remember, he had to put a veil over his face just shone, because he'd been in the presence of God. Which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation, that was the law, be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason, of the glory that excelleth. There was a greater covenant to come. For if that which is done away was glorious, the Old Testament, or, you know, I mean the law, Jesus fulfilled the law, wasn't done away with, much more that which remaineth is glorious, praise God. So, beloved, we all together, the body of Christ, are ministers of this new covenant that Jesus established. And if we are ministers of the new covenant, we are ministers through the power and agency of the Holy Spirit. By ministering this new covenant in the power of the Holy Spirit, we minister words of life that bring righteousness. The old covenant could not bring righteousness. Remember, I mean, as I read verse 8, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? It was the law. It was written, and they've never been done away with. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery. All those are still valid today. But we are in a new and better covenant with exceeding rich and great and precious promises. So if that old covenant couldn't bring righteousness, it tells us that the ministry which condemns men, it was our schoolmaster. Remember, Paul wrote that somewhere. I can't give you the verse right now, but that it was our task, our teacher, if you will. It let us know that we could not fulfill God's will. If that which condemns us is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness that was brought through Jesus Christ? Those who minister the law of God obviously, have to study the letter or the scriptures. That's true of all of us. But they do not minister the letter. Listen to me now. They minister the spirit of the letter if they're going to set the captive free. I'll say that again. Those who minister the law of God have to study the letter or the scriptures, but they do not minister the letter. They minister the spirit of the letter if they're going to set the captives free, if there's going to be salvation, if there's going to be deliverance. That's what God wants us to do. You know, the Bible's confusing to the natural man. They can't receive the things of the Spirit. They can't, because the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. We are commanded, each of us, to study the Scriptures, to read the Bible every day, as however God would help us fit it into our schedule. For they tell us what we can or what we cannot do in order to please God. But if we only minister the letter without the Spirit, we preach only condemnation and show our personal need of deliverance. But this is the wonderful good news. And this, everyone can do this, from the youngest to the eldest saint of God. When we take the letter and see or understand through the knowledge of the law, we see, of course, our inability to fulfill the will of God in this life. So we present ourselves to God a living sacrifice. Remember that scripture? And are drawn to Christ, who unveils, hallelujah, a higher and more glorious law, the unveiled Christ. Praise God, the Holy Spirit, who reveals Jesus and testifies of Him to our lives. And we, in turn, simply witness and live this new life before the world. We just live our lives, and if God gives opportunity, we are willing and happy and able to share with others. Somewhere I read, I don't know, it was a clever saying, preach the gospel, and if you have to, use words. Okay. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the testator. That's a fancy legal term of the new covenant. And what that word testator means is a person who leaves a will or testament in force at the time of his death. Now, when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he sealed this new covenant in his blood forever. And it is still in force, beloved. It still remains. He not only died and left his will in force, but he arose, oh, isn't this magnificent, to oversee the carrying out of God's will. I won't make any mention of how many times a will has been made and someone passes away. A lot of times, sometimes that will is not carried out as they wanted it to be. But Jesus, hallelujah, he rose from the dead. He came triumphant out of the grave and arose to make sure that God's will was going to be carried out in this ultimate sacrifice that he did. Praise God. There are many people who use their knowledge of the Bible as an end to itself. And beloved, that's just spiritual pride. It's arrogance. They use the Bible to promote their beliefs, whether right or wrong, and in many cases, that's the case, and they never come into a personal experience of the new covenant. Why? Because it's head knowledge. It's got to get down into your heart, into your spirit, and you have to experience the goodness of the Lord, the faithfulness of the Lord, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had to shed his blood and pay with his life to put into effect the new covenant, because remember, that's what a testator does. They have a will, and he revealed the New Testament, which is basically the will of God. For this dispensation, which is rapidly coming to an end by all the signs, prophetic signs of the times. So, beloved, you and I are called to be demonstrators of this new covenant. You know, it's one thing to know about the historical Christ. Even unsaved people, atheists, would have to admit, yeah, there was a historical figure by the name of Christ. But it's another thing to know about God, the God of the Old Testament. And it's also another thing to know him as a living reality now. and to demonstrate his works, thus fulfilling the life of Christ in us. And beloved, there's not a difference in the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. It is a different dispensation, but they're the same God. He is a God of great love and mercy and faithfulness and kindness and comfort to his people. But he's also a God of justice, a God of judgment. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. Those laws, spiritual, natural laws, you can't suspend the law of gravity. Well, unless you're in outer space. Those laws are in effect. And so, as a man lives, as he thinks in his heart, so is he, right? Everything, to everything, there's a opposite and equal reaction. I don't know, what law of thermodynamics or physics is that? You can tell I'm not very knowledgeable in that area. However, I have experienced the new life of Christ in my life, and I trust that is what I can encourage you and promote you and move you on into the fullness of this life. So the reason we have to be demonstrators of this new life, brother and sister, is why? Because we're members of his body. Jesus not only came into the world to reveal the answers to all of men's problems, but to show the whole human race the way to eternal life. And not only that, he came to demonstrate that new life. Praise God. Well, I must pause here, and we will continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. If at any time you're not able to or want to rehear a broadcast, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience. Praise God. I want you to know, beloved, I regularly pray every day, but regularly pray and fast for the partners for my radio family. And in the natural, I don't have a very large family left. My only brother went home to be with the Lord a couple years ago. And so I really do consider you my family. And I so look forward to the letters. And I know it's been so many difficulties that God's people are going through, but also there's testimonies coming in of answers to prayer. I invite you to be one of those testimonies because God hears and answers our prayers. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.